All right, if British politics have been a mess this week, Sweden has been without a government since September after an election delivered no clear winner. But this morning, the Swedish parliament voted to give the previous prime minister, center-left social democrat Stefan Löfven, another 4 years in power. Maddie Savage has been following this story from outside the Swedish parliament.
Sweden's been in limbo for 4 months after one of the tightest elections in history ended without a clear winner, partly due to the rise of a nationalist anti-immigration party, the Sweden Democrats. They took votes away from traditional parties on the centre-right, as well as the Social Democrats, who are on the centre-left and have a very different agenda despite their similar name. So it's been a complicated process as the different parties have tried to figure out who should lead a coalition government. Today, Stefan Löfven finally got enough support to do it. Here's the Speaker of the Swedish Parliament, Andreas Norlin, announcing Löfven had won the vote.
Stefan Löfven till statsminister.
What is important about this vote is that a number of smaller centre-right parties essentially switched sides in order to help Stefan Löfven back into power. They said they'd tolerate a centre-left coalition rather than risk a centre-right government that would have relied on support from the hard-right nationalists. The Prime Minister has had to compromise too. He said he'll cut taxes and relax the country's strict labour laws, moving away from his typical Social Democrat agenda, which many think is controversial. Here's Samuel Engblom, a spokesperson for one of Sweden's largest trade union organisations, the TCO.
Well, it's a good thing that we have a government. It's taking a longer time than usual in Sweden and longer time than usual in most countries. We're worried that it would become more easy for employers to fire people for the wrong reasons, to circumvent dismissal protection legislation.
Opinion polls suggest that all of this has rocked confidence in politicians in general. And many people think the fragile new government is in for a rocky ride, which might end up helping the nationalists win even more support in the long run. For NPR News, this is Maddie Savage in Stockholm.